Hello, my name is Frank Vasquez, and I'm going to be speaking today about lightweight eBPF tracing with ply. First, a little bit about myself. I've been doing embedded Linux professionally since 2009. I've worked on a number of products, including network audio systems, imaging sonars, and consumer IoT gateways. Most recently, I am a co-author along with Chris Simmons. I wrote the third edition of Mastering Embedded Linux Programming, which I'll talk about later. I'm also an aspiring SRE. I've been exploring cloud native technologies, and I'm very excited about eBPF and the possibilities it will bring. The agenda for the next hour, I'm going to start off by explaining what eBPF is. Then I'm going to talk about the tool ply and why we want to use that and not BPF trace in an embedded environment. Then I'm going to show you what ply can and can't do. After that, I'll go through the steps to enable eBPF in a Linux kernel. And then I'll show you how to add the ply package to your root file system using buildroot. And lastly, there'll be an extensive live demo where I